Time again to visit with our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Of course, you know they are involved in implementing the checkoff, the beef checkoff. And of course, dairy producers, you're very involved in that program as well. And today we want to focus in not just on the great information you can find at beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Don't forget our partners also along for checkoff chat. Equity Cooperative Livestock. Remember, they've got some new opportunities in the new calendar year you want to take a look at it as far as marketing is concerned. You know, all of us working together in the beef industry, it's not just about the producers, it's also about our processors. It's about working for research, education, and promotion. Grace Link's along with us. She's the compliance officer for the Wisconsin Beef Council. Now, Grace, compliance is something it's a big word, but in reality, it's just making sure that checkoff dollars that are contributed by farmers go in the right place. So let's start off first. Explain how Wisconsin checkoff dollars are going to be spent in 2023. That's a big part of your responsibility.
Yes, Pam. So right now is a big time for compliance in Wisconsin. So our yearly remitters remit once a year at the end of the calendar year to the Wisconsin Beef Council. And in 2023, going forward, we have some exciting new opportunities. And then again, some old historical things that our checkoff dollars are going to be spent on in a variety of ways, of course, all to grow demand for beef. So some new programming that we have is a Build Your Base program. So we're going to be spending some more time in getting quality beef to athletes and teaching them about all the benefits of that. And then again, with the Beef in the Classroom program, we had outstanding reach this past year. And then going forward, we expect that to stay strong. So getting beef in classrooms so our next generation of consumers know how to prepare it and know the great value of it. And then continuing all of our partnerships with local TV stations across the state, our virtual cooking classes, our farm to fork tours, our social media campaigns. So all good things to come in 2023 as well.
Like we said, compliance is about making sure those programs that go in place are dedicated to research, education, and promotion. And sometimes, Grace, I think that because we're America's Dairyland, sometimes dairy producers disengage when they think about the beef checkoff. Explain for people how dairy producers are involved and engaged in the checkoff.
Yeah, so we all know the main purpose of a dairy cow, producing milk, of course, Wisconsin, the dairy state. They all eventually end up in the beef realm as well, or in the supply chain, excuse me. So especially with the increase of beef genetics on dairy cattle that we've been seeing over the past few years, there's a lot of dairy breed type cattle that end up in feedlots and such. And of course, we know that 20% of the total beef supply is from the dairy animal. So we do require that those dollars are paid on not only beef breed animals, but dairy breed animals as well.
Now, you say required. Help people understand the checkoff is, it's by law. Tell them a little bit about how this all came to be, that this is law.
Sure. So, like we know, any bovine, regardless of age, sex, breed, anything on the hoof or in the form of beef products is required to be remitted on. So every time that animal is sold or exchanges hands, whether that be like through sale barns or packing plants or a similar entity, the checkoff dollars on that animal is often taken out. You'll see it $1 per head on your check that you receive back in exchange for those animals. And then, like I mentioned before, this time of year, all of the private treaty transactions that happen are due back to the Wisconsin Beef Council. So, like I said, anyone that trades or buys and sells cattle is required to pay into the beef checkoff program. And that originated back with the 1985 Farm Bill that, you know, farmers and ranchers voted on through the Beef Promotion Research Act and Order. So program's been around for a while.
Yeah, no surprise. And we're just really talking about this because sometimes producers can forget that you've got people like Grace Link that is watching the money flow. Where did it go? How many have been remitted back? And kind of, I won't say chasing those dollars, but making sure you're reaching out to the regular sources, the meat processors, the sale barns, et cetera, to collect. Now, you mentioned private treaty. I think there may be some folks out there that say, now, wait a minute. How many times, if I'm selling cattle back and forth, how many times am I paying on this? How do you all keep track of that?
Anytime that an animal, like I said, exchanges hands, whether it's gifted, donated, changes entities, so it stays within the same ownership, but changes within entities. We often see that on the dairy side of things. That $1 per head is due. So, except in the death occurrence of an animal, of course.
if they say, nope, you don't have me, do they have a way to exit out?
Sure. The only people that are not responsible for the beef, remitting the beef checkoff, are those producers who are 100% certified organic. They have to submit their organic paperwork to us, and then they're not responsible, or they're exempt from paying the beef checkoff. Mm-hmm. And those that qualify under the non-producer status. Mm-hmm. So that'd be someone like a cattle dealer, cattle buyer. Mm-hmm. So they're owning those animals for a very